The more of your personality and your motivations that are clear to you and clear to others, the healthier and happier and less complicated or disturbed you will be. Well, how is this to be achieved? All of psychotherapy and personality development is based on the simple premise of self-disclosure. You understand yourself to the exact degree to which you can explain what you are thinking and feeling to another person, the degree to which you can put it into words. When you feel confident enough in another person that you can relax and tell that person what is going on deep in your mind without fear of rejection or criticism, it is only then that you fully understand that dimension of your personality. It's only then that you are free and happy in that area. In psychotherapy, it's generally accepted that the reason a person is unhappy is because there's something that they're not dealing with. As soon as the person can honestly discuss their problem with at least one other person, they're free of much of the negativity associated with that problem. That part of their personality moves from the hidden or unknown into the known. Meaningful and relevant self-disclosure leads to higher levels of self-awareness. The more of yourself that you can honestly disclose to another person, the more aware you are of yourself. Instead of suppressing or repressing your true thoughts and feelings, you can let them out and see more of who you really are and more of what is possible for you. Greater self-awareness, in turn, leads automatically to greater self-acceptance. The more you know about yourself, the more you accept yourself as a valuable and worthwhile person. The real aim in personality development is for you to reach the point where you accept yourself unconditionally. You accept yourself and think of yourself as being a pretty good person overall. You accept yourself, as Cromwell said, warts and all, and you stop being concerned or preoccupied with your shortcomings. When you accept yourself, you start to like yourself and then to love yourself. Your regard for yourself goes up and you think of yourself as a valuable and important and worthwhile human being. And with high self-esteem, not only are you ready to move toward peak performance in your activities, but you also become a warm, positive, loving person and you begin to attract other people similar to yourself into your life. All your relationships improve. You become a more popular personality and you become more sensitive and more aware of the needs of others. As your self-esteem goes up, you stop being preoccupied with yourself and start finding yourself really enjoying the lives and the company of other people. And the quality of your loving relationships goes up dramatically, like the mercury in a thermometer on a hot day. A truly loving relationship with a person with whom you are completely compatible is exactly what each person needs to complete himself or herself as a human being. This is exactly what you need to achieve and maintain a high level of self-confidence. And each previous session in this program contributes to long-term relationships in some way. For instance, when you establish your values and organize them in order of importance to you, and then make a commitment to live your life consistent with those values, you are going through a process that leads to greater awareness, greater self-acceptance, and higher self-esteem. You are laying down the foundation of true self-confidence. When you set high, challenging goals for yourself, goals that make you stretch toward the outer edge of your abilities, and then commit yourself wholeheartedly toward their achievement, you raise your level of self-esteem and self-confidence, and you keep them high as long as you're working progressively toward achieving something that's important to you. When you commit yourself to lifelong learning, to becoming competent in your field, and then to achieving mastery in your chosen area, you are, by the law of indirect effort, making yourself into a more positive and attractive person. As you take full control of your mind and keep your words and thoughts and mental pictures consistent with the very best person you can be, you activate all the mental laws and create within yourself a tremendous feeling of well-being that generates a steady flow of energy and self-confidence. As you become better and more capable in getting along with a greater number of people, your confidence and your ability to interact effectively in all your human relations goes up, and you become unafraid of new situations involving different people. at every step of this program, as you apply the lessons, you are building yourself brick by brick into the kind of person you really want to be.